If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about Google's AI agents and how they are planning on releasing these and what they are going to do for you. Aiden actually had the privilege of attending the I.O. conference this year, and so I'm sure he has a lot of details regarding the agents. We've talked about 2025 being the year of agents because OpenAI released their operator, and so I'm excited to hear about what Google has going on. So, Jaden, why don't you take us away?
Yeah, and before we do, I wanted to mention, if you've ever wanted to grow and scale your business or your career with AI tools, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. So this week, Jamie and I recorded a whole episode where I broke down my strategy for going to conferences like the I.O. one that I just got back from, and essentially meeting really high profile guests in ways that you can't otherwise. They're amazing for collaborations with your current company, investment, becoming a guest on your show or as part of your content. So I have an entire strategy that I've used in past conferences and in this conference that I was able to meet some really incredible people. And in the past, I've had the CEO of Oculus, who I met at a conference through the strategy. I had the CEO of Prion, who raised $100 million for their AI startup I had on my show. So anyways, amazing way to network. And I have essentially a strategy I break down in this week's exclusive episode on the AI Hustle School community. So if you want that and dozens of others, I think over 50 videos breaking down all of the strategies we use with AI tools, go check out AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description. It is $19 a month. In the past, it's been $100. But it's currently at a discount. So if you get it, it will never be raised on you. All right, let's get into what Google is doing. This all comes back to what they're calling Project Mariner. And when I was at the I.O. conference, they gave me a demo and kind of walked me through Project Mariner and how it works. I was pretty impressed, and I'll tell you the things that I'm the most impressed with. The first thing I will say, though, because I get accused, I think after going to this conference a lot, everyone's like, you're drinking the Google Kool-Aid, like they invited you to their conference, and now you're just saying positive things about them. I'll tell you the pros and cons. Obviously, I'm just going to use whatever AI tool is the best. I got no allegiance to Google. They haven't sponsored the show. However, Google, if you're listening, sponsorships, let's talk, send us an email. But for Project Mariner, essentially what this does, it's a lot like ChatGPT Operator, which I've tested out in the past and also have had, an imperfect experience with. Not that it was bad, but just definitely wasn't 100% perfect. And so what Project Mariner does is essentially it's like ChatGPT Operator, which is great, but it does something that I do think is really impressive. It can run 10 different agents. They're calling them agents, right? But it's like operator, whatever that is. It's just a computer doing a task for you. So it can run 10 different agents simultaneously, which is what I think is really impressive. And they do it all through the Google Chrome browser. So if you have Google Chrome open, You can open 10 different tabs. You can have one researching to go and, like, you know, get emails from you. You can have another one that's off doing something different, you know, contacting guests from something. You have another one that's off asking your accountant about, you know, important accounting numbers and figures. I don't know, whatever you would usually run it, use an agent for. You can have 10 of these going at once, which I thought was really impressive. Jamie, if you had 10 different agents, and, like, let's just say, let's not talk about where it is today, because it's probably a little bit like Operator, where it's not perfect. You can get some things done, maybe not everything perfectly. I asked them about, I specifically was like, hey, so, like, if I want this thing to, like, log into my podcast studio, download and edit my episodes and re-upload them, can they do that? And they're like, I wouldn't say it could 100% do that. So it's not perfect yet. But if you had 10 of these things that were, you know, like, let's say the version that's going to come out in the next 1 to 2 years that essentially can do everything perfectly that you tell it, what would you do? Like, what would the first thing you do if I just today handed you 10 different agents that could actually accomplish any tasks for you? What would you set them loose on in your own business or life?
Wow, that's a great question. I feel like you could automate pretty much, you know, basically. So my new, you know, entrepreneurial journey here is I recently became a real estate agent. So I'm starting to try to get clients. And basically I could, instead of, you know, I could record my content for like 1 hour a day, but then for the rest of the day, I could have all these agents, you know, cutting it into clips, posting it for me, writing scripts. I could just, you know, my face could be the only thing required to actually do it. And I could pump out the content and reach, you know, many, many more people than I could just by myself, you know, trying to crank out a bunch of content every day, you know, spending 8 hours in my office, you know. So I think it's going to reduce the time required to do a lot of tasks. And I think if everyone's able to use it, it's going to be a game changer for small businesses.
Yeah, 100%. Another thing that Google announced here, because I think that this is important, is they announced that they are actually going to be working with, so Anthropic came up with something called an MCP, or a Model Context Protocol. So this is essentially some of the infrastructure that is needed for AI agents to connect with data sources on the internet. So to connect with different websites or like any sort of data source or location. And websites and places can actually build out their tools in a way that is very easy for AI agents to connect to them. So they built this Model Context Protocol thing. And Google actually just announced on Tuesday that the SDK for the Gemini models is actually going to support that Anthropic MCP, meaning it's like something that we're going to, like, no one needed to reinvent it. It's kind of like Tesla, how their charger, I think they're calling it like the North American standard, like, charger for cars. And they just kind of like gave it away for everyone. They didn't patent it. They just said any car can use it. And it's good for the whole industry if, you know, every car company, electric car company, uses the same charger, because you can all use the same charging places and ports, and just easier. This is the same thing that's happening with agents, where Anthropic has built this one way where these agents can interact with all data sources and websites. And it's really cool to see a big player like Google coming on. I hope that we see OpenAI not trying to stick it to the man and build their own thing. I hope that they actually, like, stick with it too, and hopefully a handful of other companies, so that eventually the websites and companies don't need to, like, if you're an entrepreneur or business owner, you want your website to be scrapable and accessible by these AI agents, especially if you have products that they can buy. Because you could imagine if someone's like, hey, I have a wedding on Thursday, the dress code is like all black, you know, based off of everything Google knows about me, about my size, from all my emails, can you just order me a new black suit and tie and anything else I might need for the wedding? Like, if you could do that and it would do a good job, and maybe you try this, so you trust it, that would be very useful. So if you are a business owner and you have like a store, you want to make sure that that your store is accessible and works with Anthropic's NCP, because now all of a sudden Google's agents, Anthropic's agents, hopefully others, will be coming on to your store and being able to buy stuff, because they can actually interact and understand how everything works, or get data, which could help prompt them to take make a purchasing decision in the future from your site. But in any case, I think this is like a very big area that businesses should be aware of and thinking about. But also, I'm excited that Google is rolling that out as well.
One interesting thing the article mentioned that I kind of want to hear your take on, Jaden, is it talked about how there's some concern from people who, like, let's say you have a blog with a lot of helpful information. Let's say you have an off-grid living blog and you make money through affiliate links and stuff like that, teaching people how to live off grid or camp off grid. What's going to happen to that that business or that industry, because if you don't need to go to visit to websites anymore to, you know, do your research, if you can get it all from Google, what's going to happen, do you think, to the, are those people going to have to pivot, or what's their game plan?
Okay, well, here's just a funny concept. Imagine if you send an AI agent down a rabbit hole to go accomplish a task for you, but maybe you'd say like for it to do like 7 or 8 things, right? Because maybe these things get really powerful in the future. They're going to be just like humans. So imagine they go to a website and there's an ad on the website for like something that is also on this list of 8 other things that you need to buy. And just imagine the AI agent's just like, oh, let me just click on this. This is probably a lot faster than doing the research. Clicks on an ad, goes and buys it. That would be a hilarious outcome if the agents actually start clicking on ads the same way like humans do, because they get, you know, sucked into it. So, I mean, they'll definitely have to come up with ways. I bet there'll be all sorts of sneaky ways where people like embed ads into pages to try to make them not look like ads so that agents are buying things. There's going to be, it'll be a cat and mouse game forever on this, but I do think that you're right. This is a very important question. Things are going to shift a lot. You can also say like, Facebook's got a big bot problem. There's tons of bots. And like, as an advertiser on Facebook, I know I'm paying for bot impressions, and that's just sometimes right. That's just the name of the game. So like, I think that's just, you know, some crap that some people are going to have to eat in the future. Hopefully they find solutions to like maybe turn ads off for bots so people aren't paying for that. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, unless, you know, of course these bots or agents actually can click on ads and buy things, and maybe you want to keep them on. So I do think it's going to be an interesting evolution we'll have to see in advertising for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that, because I guess I was picturing, you know, Google crawling the page without visually clicking around, but Operator, the agent, was very visual, and it would actually, you know, screenshot and visually click on stuff. So yeah, that's an interesting point. Anyhow, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. I really appreciate those, and we read every single one. And if you are interested in making money online and growing your business with AI, you should definitely check out the school community. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.